Mark chapter 9, and we want to pick up where we left off last week. We're going to read, beginning with verse 33, some of this we've already looked at. We'll just review for a moment as we move on. But Jesus has finished in verses 30 through 32, saying to the disciples for the second time how that he must suffer and be rejected, be killed, and the third day rise again. And then it says in verse 33, he came to Capernaum, and being in the house, he asked him, "What was it that ye disputed among yourselves by the way?" But they held their peace, for by the way they had disputed among themselves who should be the greatest. And he sat down and called the 12 and said unto them, "If any man desire to be first, the same shall be last of all and servant of all." And he took a child and set him in the midst of them. And when he had taken him in his arms, he said unto them, "Whosoever shall receive one of such children in my name receiveth me. And whosoever shall receive me receiveth not me, but him that sent me." And John answered him, saying, "Master, we saw one casting out devils in thy name, and he followed not us, and we forbade him, because he followed not us. But Jesus said, Forbid him not, for there is no man which shall do a miracle in my name that can lightly speak evil of me. For he that is not against us is on our part. For whosoever shall give you a cup of water to drink in my name, because ye belong to Christ, verily I say unto you, he shall not lose his reward." Now, this is a special teaching time, and the Lord is, as we've said many times, preparing his disciples for the time when he will leave them. And there's so much that they have to learn. And the hardest of these, as we pointed out, is to turn their attention from an immediate earthly kingdom to the fact that this kingdom would not come through strength, physical strength and power, but that it would come in power through weakness, which is a concept that is totally abhorrent to the human mind, and the natural man is not able to grasp. And so he's dealing with something that's very hard to get across. It still is very hard to get across spiritual principles. It's impossible to get them across to natural minds. And when a person is so wrapped up in the world or worldly thinking, or with the cares and